إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his kitab, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. To the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we have revealed to you a book that is blessed. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So that they ponder upon his verses, and those who will ponder are those who have the intellect, the understanding, أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. My brothers, this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as being blessed has within it 114 surahs. Out of all of those surahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as mubarak, blessed, there is a surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen out of all of them. A surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated upon us to memorize. It is the only surah that it is a wajib upon you to memorize. Surah Al-Fatiha. It is the surah that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not recite by it, i.e. the Quran, the salah, his salah will not be accepted. Fatiha Al-Kitab. This surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated that it is obligatory upon you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated that the Quran starts with it. Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter. This surah that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as being Ummul Quran, the mother of the Quran. It is the only surah that it is wajib upon you and I to memorize. Do you not think that there is a wisdom behind and there is a lesson for you and I to contemplate that we read this surah minimum of 17 times in the day? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Minimum of 17 times in the day. Every single one of us is guaranteed, meaning that we have memorized. Guaranteed. For the salah will not be correct without it. Then let me ask you, brothers, how many times have you taken the time for you to try and understand the lessons behind this surah so that you can contemplate and understand some of the hikam that is in this surah? The rest of the Quran is an explanation of this surah. The rest of the Quran, it is an explanation of this surah. Ummul Quran summarizes all of the message, speaks of Tawheed, it speaks of the messengership, it speaks about the Day of Judgment, it speaks about that there is a path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a path to Jahannam. This surah, Surah Al-Fatiha. And in this khutbah, I would like to remind you and myself, brothers, some of the lessons within this. First of all, when we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we stand in front of Allah and we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By that statement that you have recognized and you are saying this, that whatever ni'mah blessings that has come on your way that you have is from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever of blessings that you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You stand for a minimum of 17 times in the day and you recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises to you, O Allah. Alhamd for my rizq. Alhamdulillah for my children. Alhamdulillah for my health. Alhamdulillah that I live in peace. Alhamdulillah I'm not in poverty. Alhamdulillah for my eyesight. Alhamdulillah that I am guided to Islam. Alhamdulillah. Is it possible then? By making this statement that you will say, and you will give thanks to other than Allah for the blessings that you have been given. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And there is absolutely no way that you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that He has bestowed upon you. And you say, Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Again, for a minimum of 17 times in the day, you recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs to everything, including you. Try and contemplate on this, barakallahu fikum. For a minimum of 17 times in the day, you stand in front of Allah and you say, oh Allah, to you belongs to everything. You are the Rabb of the Alameen of everything, including I. Then is it possible that you can ask someone else that which you recognize belongs to Allah? Is it possible? Is it possible that you can turn to a grave or a stone or a shaykh or a wali or a prophet or a malik and ask that which you recognize belongs to Allah? For He is Rabbul Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in regards to that, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. He is the creator of everything. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ رَبُّ الْأَرْضِ. Who is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا فِيهِنَّ and whatever is within them. And then you say, الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الرَّحْمَنِ. You recognize. Is it then possible also that you would ever fall into stress or anxiety or worry? You lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your sins will not be forgiven, and that you recognize that He is Ar-Rahman, that He is the merciful, Ar-Rahim, the beneficent. He is the same Lord that calls to you with the same tone that He called to His most beloved, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَغْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to my servants, those who have transgressed against themselves, do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reciting this ayah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, should give you hope. In every single day, you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, no matter what you've done, no matter how much sins you've committed, no matter what you did previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you. There is a man who came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, in a hadith narrated in Bukhari, Ya Rasulullah, if one of us was to commit a sin, what will happen to the sin? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man, it will be written for you as a sinner. Then the man said, Ya Rasulullah, what about if I was to ask for forgiveness, if one was to ask for forgiveness? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be forgiven. Then the man said, what about if he goes back to the sin again? He said, it will be written for you as a sin. Then the man said, what about if he asks for forgiveness again? He said, you will be forgiven again. And then the man repeated for the third time, what about if he goes back to the sin again? He said, it will be written for you as a sin again. Then the man said, what about if he was to ask for forgiveness again? He said, it will be forgiven. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the man. And he said, Allah will not stop forgiving you until you stop asking for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiver of all sins. For He is Ar-Rahman and He is Ar-Rahim. My brothers, likewise you recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Malik Yawmiddin. That you will be accountable on the day of judgment. And he will be a judge in a court that there is no jury. And there is no requirement of any other witnesses, for you will be a witness against your own self. He is the owner of that day. The one that you need to please is him. The one that you require his forgiveness is him. The one that stands in front of you of entering Jannah is him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one whom in his hand is your survival and your salvation from Jahannam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he is Maliki Yawmiddin. Maliki Yawmiddin. Maliki Yawmiddin, the king as well as the owner of the day of deen. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And what do you know of the day of deen? يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. That is the day that no one will be of any help. Do not be fooled by that certain wali will come to you. No one can help you on that day. There is no saint that you can call to that will stand in front of Allah and will speak on your behalf. There is no one. وَالْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Everything is in the hand of Allah. For he is Malik Yawmiddin. If you recognize this and you read this for minimum of 17 times in the day, is it likelihood that then you can turn to someone else? That you will seek someone else salvation? Shafa'ah from other people? وَلِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. To Allah belongs all intercession. To Allah belongs, for he is Malik Yawmiddin. On that day, you will require this. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, every individual will run away from the dearest to them. A mother will run away from her son, a son from his father, a father from son. No one will care about anyone. You will be by yourself. No tribe will help you. No nationality will help you. No hizb will help you. No sheikh will help you. No one can help you. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every individual, including the prophets on that day, will be concerning of themselves. Every prophet will be saying, I. Because on that day is a day, it's unimaginable, the day of judgment. My brothers, and then after praising Allah and recognizing that he is Ar-Rahman, he is Rabbul Alameen, he is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he is Malik Yawmiddin, you make a statement. You make a statement in front of Allah and you say, Iyaka na'bud. Oh Allah, you alone do I worship. You go into a contract, you repeat the covenant that you made previously. You stand in front of Allah, you say, La ilaha illallah. Iyaka na'bud. Kalimat al-tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Iyaka na'bud, equivalent to La ilaha illallah. You alone do I worship. You alone do I bow down to. You alone do I prostrate to. You alone do I fear. You alone do I seek help in. You alone do I obey, O Allah. You alone. Iyaka na'bud. Is it possible then when you are in times of need, when calamity befalls you, you fear for your children, that you will go to other than Allah? You fear other than Allah? You pray to other than Allah? You circumvent around a grave? You go to soothsayers? Is it possible? Iyaka na'bud. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Likewise, you recognize and that you make such a statement, you alone do I seek help in Allah. You alone. You recognize that no one can help you except He subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kalimat al-tawheed. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. That you go into such a contract promising and stating that you do not worship anyone but Allah, and that you do not seek help from anyone but Allah, held in that which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help you with. My brothers, after making this statement, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognizing and saying kalimat al-tawheed and coming with the adab of dua, you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Him, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the path that is straight. You recognize that there is a path that is straight, a path that goes direct to Jannah. And you recognize that there is a path that is crooked, that is not straight. You make the statement. You make a statement and you make a dua in front of Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to that path that is straight. And then you specify which path you want. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those who you have favored. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something specific, guidance upon the path that's straight. And you make a statement as though you recognize which path is straight. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those whom you have favored. Who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor? Who is it that you want to be upon their path? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the Messenger, they are with those whom Allah has favored. You are asking Allah for a minimum of 17 times in the day, oh Allah, put me on that path. Allah is telling you. And who are they? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. You want to be upon the path of the prophets. You are asking Allah to put you on the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the path of Musa alayhi salam, the path of Isa alayhi salam, the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are asking Allah to put you on their path. Was-siddiqin. You want to be on the path of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. You want to be on the path of Umar radiyallahu anhu. You want to be upon the path of Uthman or Ali. This is what you are asking for. وَالشُّهَدَاء, and those who have martyred. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the righteous. This is the path that you ask for a minimum of 17 times in the day. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Is it possible then, if you are asking for such a path, if you are asking for such a dua, if you want to be upon this path, is it possible that you could be ignorant upon the history of these people? The path of Ibrahim alayhi salam meant that he was thrown in a fire by his own father. The path of Musa alayhi salam meant that he was outcasted from his own land and thrown into the sea and chased by Fir'aun. The path of Isa alayhi salam meant that he was tried and people tried to crucify him because of the path that he was upon. Do you still want to be upon their path? You want to be upon the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, chased out of his own land, strangled while he was praying. People tried to assassinate him. He's been called soothsayer, magician, liar, dreamer. You still want to be upon their path and you don't expect such a return? You want to be upon the path of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Because on that path he spent 3 days in coma, being beaten, chased out of his land. You want to be upon the path of those who have been martyred because of their beliefs. for a minimum of 17 times in the day. Is this really what you're asking for? Have you pondered on what you are praying to and what you are asking for? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. As such, my brothers, especially in this time that we're living in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Verily, those are the best of companions. Especially in this time that we're living in, a time where such a pressure is upon the Muslims, that your iman is being tested, that you will be called names, that you will be ridiculed, that every time you turn on the TV or the satellite, that you see a Muslim being spoken against, women being chased in the streets, kicked down the stairs because they cover, being told that they cannot work with their hijab. Muslims, my brothers, do not feel strange. Do not feel strange, for you have asked for this path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you. Alif lam mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Alif lam mim. Do you believe? Do the people believe? أن يتركوا أن يقولوا, that you will be left alone, that you say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. وهم لا يفتنون, and you will not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. Allah verily has tested those who are before you. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will differentiate the truthful ones to those who are liars. My brothers in Islam, this is the time to hold on to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tightly. Do not feel out of place. Do not feel being pushed to a side. Be proud as Muslims while disassociating yourself from the extremes and the evils of those who spill blood and use the name of Islam to hide behind. Do not let that be used against you, that you change your name from Muhammad to Mo, that you feel like when you come to the masjid you wear the thobe, but when you go to the town center you wear your jeans. That you tell your daughter not to cover up because people will look at her. Do not. For this is the path that you're on, the path of Abu Bakr, the path of Ali, Uthman, and above that you are on the path of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on top of that, you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection against the path of غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those who arrogantly, knowing the haqq, turn blind eye, don't act upon the haqq. مَقْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, those who have earned Allah's anger because arrogantly they hide the haqq, they choose not to act upon it. Oh, وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, those who are misguided, those whose hearts are good but they don't follow the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where did they get their actions from? Because of their community. Because he's Yemeni, this is how Yemenis do. Because he's Somali, this is how we do it in Somalia. Because I'm Pakistani, this is how we did it in our village. On those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not differentiate them against those who he's angry with. Baalim, misguided. For any action to be accepted, it must be ikhlas, sincerity, and mutaba'ah. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding such a people, informed us that they will be on the day of judgment, a nas who will come with deeds size of a mountain, but yet they'll be going to hellfire with their deeds. Why? Because those deeds were not on the path of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikata yusallun ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu salli alayhi wa sallimu taslima.